I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's time for your brand new phone tap. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And today, I call a guy who may or may not remember me. At least I hope he does, because I bought a car from him over a decade ago, and things aren't working quite right anymore.
A decade ago?
Hopefully he'll do the right thing and pay for half the repairs. Phone tap right now.
It's another Jubal phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, is this Henry?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Henry. I don't know if you remember me or not, but my name is Peter Strings, and I actually bought a car from you about 13 years ago. It was a maroon Honda Civic four-door.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that was a long time ago now.
13 years ago. I'm glad you have the same phone number.
Yeah, same number.
Yeah, so here's the situation. The other day, the air conditioning stopped working, so I'm going to need you to pay for half that repair bill.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was driving the car around, and then the AC went out, and I was thinking, like, oh, okay. Did Henry just sell me a lemon?
I mean, like you said, that was 13 years ago. That was
right.
That was already an old car when I sold it. That was, you know, there's no warranty on this kind of thing.
You seemed like a stand-up guy. And I thought you were someone who wouldn't screw me over, so.
Man, that's not screwing you. You buy something that long ago and that old. That doesn't mean anything that goes wrong with it. I'm going to take care of it. I'm sorry.
You sold me a car with faulty air conditioning.
No, the air conditioning wasn't faulty 13 years ago when I sold it to you. All right.
Yeah, sure. You put some sort of patch on it, right? To make it last just long enough.
You think I put a patch on it like 13 years ago just to... Like that would even work, something to cover up something?
I have no idea what you're capable of. I trusted you at the time, and I guess I should have thought better about it.
You can't be serious. You should go to a mechanic and take care of this yourself. This is not my responsibility.
You know what? You're lucky, because I almost called you last year because I had to get a new set of tires.
Yeah, you're supposed to replace your tires every couple of years.
Oh, okay, great. You tell me that now.
I mean, is this your first car, man? What's wrong with you?
It's the first time anybody's ever sold me a straight-up lemon. Yeah. And I have a problem with that.
You do this for every little thing you buy 15 years ago? Is there a list of people you're calling trying to get scam people off of?
Well, when things don't work, then sure.
This is just how life works. Do you understand how things work?
Sure. Sell me a car with faulty air conditioning and tires that I need to change from time to time. What is that?
Do you know you have to change the oil from time to time, too?
What?
There's a lot of maintenance on a car.
I have to...
To an old car.
Now you're telling me I have to change the oil? This car also has bad oil?
Are you kidding me? You haven't changed the oil this whole time? No wonder that is falling apart. You haven't done anything to take care of it? What is wrong with you?
You didn't tell me I had to change the oil on it.
You must be the dumbest guy in the world. I'm not going to explain every little thing. I'm not going to hold your hand through every thing you do to own a car.
Well, you just need to prepare to get a letter from my attorney, sir, because I am suing you for car fraud.
Oh, no, you are not. There's... way that you have any this will not hold up in any court, man.
I am gonna nail you so hard, you snake.
Oh, you just tried to, you weirdo.
I've recorded this conversation, and you just admitted to me that you sold me a car 13 years ago with faulty air conditioning, faulty oil, and tires that wear down.
That's all that went wrong within 15 years. You should be calling the bank me. You're welcome.
You know what? I'm going to give you one more chance to come clean and let me know if there's anything else wrong with this car that I should be expecting.
The only thing that's wrong with that car is the owner, because the current owner is out of his damn mind. Well,
that's not nice. We don't know that guy.
No, that's you, man. I'm talking about you. See, nothing is registering with you.
No, I don't own that car.
What?
I'm so confused.
What do you mean you don't own that car?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your friend Chris set you up.
Chris? Who's Chris? Chris?
Your buddy Chris, yeah. It's a joke. He told me that you sold a car a few years back to some weird guy and he wanted me to mess with you about it.
Oh my God. I knew that couldn't be real.
I can't believe you sold a car
with
faulty oil in it.
The faulty oil.
Horrible.
In the patch. Man, I thought I was talking to the stupidest man on earth.
No, not me. I am no fool.
I'm the fool, I guess, man.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Movin' 92.5.